Shop Woodhouse Mazda first and experience the Woodhouse difference. At Woodhouse Mazda, we make car buying simple. From the Mazda CX-9 to the Mazda 3, we are sure to have something that fits your needs. Visit one of our two convenient locations in Omaha to shop our showroom or take a test drive.
Well, welcome in to a hump day edition of the Gary Sharp Show. The tone is drastically changed around here in, I would say, the last 15 minutes after word came out that there will be no football game in Lincoln on Saturday. We all knew this was a possibility, and then it happens, and you react, and people are angry from the Nebraska side right now that this game will go down as a no contest. And this is a developing situation that's got so many different angles to it. But Wisconsin has paused all team-related football activities for at least 7 days due to an elevated number of COVID-19 cases within the Badgers program. This started to build yesterday. We talked about it on the show. I said, if you make it through today, this being Wednesday, without the game being canceled, then you might be okay. But media in Wisconsin were getting word that the numbers were not good and that there could be more impending results of tests that could knock Wisconsin out of play. And now we have found that out. I think there's probably more on the way. Six players, six staff members, including the head coach, Paul Christ, have all tested positive. Christ has gone into isolation. So no Wisconsin-Nebraska this weekend. Wisconsin is scheduled to play Purdue next weekend. And the weird run of Scott Frost as the head coach at Nebraska when it comes to home openers, it's the second time in 3 years the game has been canceled. His first home opener ever was canceled because of a severe thunderstorm. Now you have a game that is canceled because of a pandemic. This is, of course, a developing situation. There are a lot of questions. There is confusion. There is anger. There is, man, what am I going to do on Saturday? And there's the part of being bummed. Not Wisconsin's fault. Not Nebraska's fault. You could say, Big Ten, you're getting what you deserve when it comes to setting up what happened back in August. Instead of saying, you know what, let's go with the delay and let's figure things out. Instead of the postponing where you make the return to play and you set your schedule and you say, we got no wiggle room. We're going to attempt to pull off playing 8 regular season games in 8 weeks. And oh, by the way, you've got to be able to play 6 of those to qualify for the championship. And not everybody's going to play the same amount of games, so we're going to decide the division title on win percentage. Instead of the possibility of playing 10 games over 14 weeks or 10 games over 12 weeks, the Big Ten put themselves in this situation that this weekend, the first game will not be played between Nebraska and Wisconsin. Again, this is a developing situation. I have to believe that there is more numbers coming out of Madison, that they have gone with the daily tests that have told them positives, and now they are waiting for the backup of the PCR test to confirm that they are going above the threshold that is set by the Big Ten in terms of how you determine if you have to shut it down for 7 days. We all now know the code, the color code for the Big Ten. But this is disappointing. I mean, you knew you wanted Big Ten football back. We all did. We knew this was a possibility. And then it hits close to home. And there's anger. There's frustration. There's disappointment. I mean, all of the emotions that have kind of rolled out here in the last 15 minutes. And it started yesterday when the news started to trickle out that this game could be in trouble, that this game may not be played. And now we know for sure that the Nebraska-Wisconsin game will not be played. I think you have to, if you're Wisconsin, step back and go, what happened here? You had your two quarterbacks that publicly have been mentioned as testing positive, but if the stories are coming out that Graham Mertz tested negative, played on Friday, but actually had COVID, and then when he tested again on Saturday, that's when he tested positive, and that's why you're starting to see an outbreak for Wisconsin. whether it be Wisconsin, where they're in a county and in a state where the numbers haven't been great for a while, especially inside of the football program, where they have 56 confirmed cases from June until a couple of days ago, is what happened? Why didn't they know that Graham Mertz had actually was positive, and why his test came back negative? The other half will ask, well, maybe they did know. I mean, we're already in a situation where last night at the World Series, while the Dodgers celebrate their first World's title in 32 years, people are talking about Justin Turner and what happened there, as Major League Baseball will have to do, break down the timeline of what was going on with Justin Turner. I think this is a situation where the Big Ten will have to break down the timeline of what happened in Madison last week. And then the backside of this is what happened, and this is a result of why Nebraska and Wisconsin will not play. Again, it is a no contest. It is not a forfeit. Nebraska doesn't get a win. Wisconsin doesn't get a loss. Nebraska now just sits around. And I got to imagine there's a lot of frustration in Lincoln in that football program that wants to play. Regardless of if the fourth string quarterback was coming down or not, Nebraska wanted to play this game. And the mere standpoint is you only get 8 opportunities plus one. So you're looking at 9 opportunities to play, and you waited this long, and now you're not going to play this weekend. So it's the mental gymnastics that we've all gone through, and the mental gymnastics when you mix in the emotions. But no football game this weekend between Nebraska and Wisconsin, as Damon and Michael said, and a lot of you now will have to put up with Halloween. Some people may have to, you know, pay attention to a virtual wedding or go to a small gathering. I mean, I feel bad for you. Some of us are going to go golf. I mean, look at the golf courses around here. I mean, they were getting filled up by early tee times before kickoff at 2:30. Now they're going to be full all day. I mean, I might play 36, George, just out of frustration that we're not going to get to have Nebraska and Wisconsin. All right, this will dominate a lot of the storyline. We will talk about last night in the World Series, whether it be Kevin Cash, who, man, we've lost a feel for the game. It's not just Kevin Cash last night. It's baseball. It's other sports. The computers, the analytics are taking over the game, and we've lost the feel for games where we rely so much on analytics, and that came back to bite Tampa Bay last night. But that doesn't take anything away from the best team won the World Series, and they could just be getting started because of a guy named Mookie Betts. But once again in baseball, a long drought was broken to break through and win a title. We've had the Dodgers, we've had the Nationals, we've had the Astros, we've had the Cubs. Prior to that, we had the Royals in 15. Tampa Bay lost Game 6 last night in that kind of a setup. In games, they never lose when they turn it over to that bullpen. But that bullpen was good for the Dodgers last night, and the Dodgers win the World Series, and they are celebrating like it's 1988. And in a town that just recently had the Lakers win the World Championship in the bubble in the NBA. So that and much more coming up at about 11:30. Scott Chandler will join us to talk about the NFL. We're coming up on trade deadline. Even with COVID, we'll see how active teams are to improve their rosters or dump guys. Plus, we have the mailbag today. That's straight up at noon. Chance for you to win a gift card from Oscar's Pizza and Wings. George at 1620thezone.com is where you can send that email for the mailbag. And Parker Gabriel will join us. I'm glad we got PG at about 1:30, because by then there'll be probably some more information that we can wrap our arms around, and we can get into a deeper dive of the conversation about what happened, what does it mean for, first and foremost, Wisconsin, and then also Nebraska, which Nebraska takes this week off, and now they will go on the road next weekend to take on Northwestern. And I will take suggestions outside of playing golf what we all should do on Saturday. I wasn't prepared to sit at home and watch football. Not that I'm against that. Not that I'm against it. It's not a great slate of games. But now I would like to go do something. I mean, we got no farmer's market to go to. I mean, the pumpkin patches, I guess, would be open. Should we go to a winery, George? Oh, yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Oh.
There you go. The weather's supposed to be really, really nice.
I like that.
George is back. Welcome back. I hope you had a good couple of days at home.
Yeah.
Say hello to Mom and Dad for me.
Absolutely did.
All right. All right. Did you bring us back anything?
No.
Okay. Well, your time on the mic today is going to be real short. If you'd like to hop into the program and chat about this news that has broken within the last half hour that Nebraska and Wisconsin will not play this weekend in Lincoln, 951-1620. You can always email us into the Equitable Bank inbox, Gary or George at 1620thezone.com, or on the JTech Construction Twitter feed, which is ablaze right now with anger from Nebraska fans. Watch. Wisconsin will follow protocol and be allowed to play next week against Purdue, and people will lose their mind. This is not a conspiracy. Not a conspiracy that Wisconsin didn't want to play Nebraska with a fourth-string quarterback. It just sucks. There's no other way to put it. It just sucks. It's what we're dealing with right now, and it's finally hit close to home. JTech Construction Twitter feed, at GarySharp1620, at MyAcesBlack04, or the official Twitter handle of the Gary Sharp Show, at Gary Sharp Show. You want to do Andy and Daryl here?
Let's break and then get to it.
Okay, Andy and Daryl, stay right there. I know you got good thoughts on this breaking news from Nebraska, Wisconsin not playing this weekend. We'll get to you after the top of the hour here on the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.